Good morning, Rabbi. I hope everyone is well. Let's temporarily, at least, skip to Pasuk Zayin here, Rabbi. We'll, I hope, come back to the other psukim. Also, just what we discussed last on Thursday about the relationship between Chochma and Torah, what was wrong, what I said was wrong, as Pshat Nagon, will be now to hopefully come back to it. But for now, let's pick up here in Pasuk Zayin. Yiras Hashem Reishis Doas, Chochma Umusar Evilim Bozu. What does the word Evilim mean? Again, Bozu means to scorn. They scorned. What does Evilim mean? So the Metsudas translates Evilim as Rishaim. He doesn't really comment on the etymology of the word. It just says that an evil is a rasha. Then the Malbim suggests that the word evil is related to the shorish ulai, perhaps, maybe, and it indicates those who are skeptical, those who undermine truth, who refuse to accept any truth with their skepticism. Okay, so Yiras Hashem Reishis Doas, Chochma Musa Avilim Bozu. What does the Gaon say? Yiras Hashem Reishis Doas, Chochma Musa Avilim Bozu, Kani Aschalas HaSefer. Meaning the first six psukim were the introduction. What the Sefer is about, what the Sefer is going to deal with, who's the author of the Sefer, v'chulu. Now Shlomo HaMelech is coming to the actual Sefer itself. V'koyel Masha Kosev La'el, she'inyan ha-Sefer hu Ladas. Right? In Pasuk Veis, Ladas Chochma u'Musa. V'omer Achshav, Shehayira hu reishis utchilas hadas. Yira is the beginning, and maybe also in a certain sense the foundation of das. Ki inyan shemu chazal kol she yirasa kodemus the chokhmaso chokhmaso miskayemus. So what does that mission of us mean? V'hainu mipnei she'im ein bo yiras Hashem osu evil. A person who's bereft, rachmana litzlan, of yiras Hashem is an evil. Shehu haporek ol v'hepech bal yira. V'evilim chochma u'musa bozu. So it's impossible for an evil ladas chochma u'musa because they scorn it. It's only if a person has Yiras Hashem that he's able to acquire and retain Chochma u'Musa. V'pnei shem yesh ba'adam Yiras Hashem yilmad ladas, b'chdei sheyehe yodea mimal lishmos atzma. V'derech ha'adam k'sherotze es hadova u'motzo, choviv alav v'shomor bo. V'lo yiyu miskaimim bohem. There needs to be receptivity. The Gaon's pshat in the Mishnah here is, in one respect, similar to what the Rambam comments in the Perush and Mishnayos and others. In another respect, diverges. The common denominator is that there needs to be receptivity. Zeh kol gadol in teaching. Let's say you're looking to be makariv someone. But the person is very happy, and therefore complacent in where he is. At the moment, Rachman Litzlan, so he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but he hasn't recognized the emptiness of that lifestyle. So there's no receptivity. You know, Moshe Ma'adov Adomi, you want to pour someone a drink, there needs to be a cup, there needs to be a glass, there needs to be a base kibbutz. There needs to be something that can hold and contain. There needs to be a receptacle. The analog to the receptacle, the cup, in the pouring the drink analogy, is the receptivity that a person has to Chochmah. If there's no receptivity to Chochmah, so then the Chochmah is not going to be retained. What creates that receptivity? So the Gaon, and here the Rambam actually has an unusual, from Riata, understanding of Yerasa, but the Gaon is more Pshuta Kamashmo. He says the receptivity to Chochmah is the Yeras Hashem. Person who has Yeras Hashem, so then he's going to be receptive to Chochmah Musa, and Memela, he'll learn and retain it. A person who's an Evil, who lacks Yeras Hashem, who's Porekol, so there is no, he's not interested in constraints. He's not interested in what he'll perceive as impositions. So there's no receptivity. If there's no receptivity, so then there's no receptacle. In order for there to be a base kibbutz for the Chochmah, so there has to be that receptivity. And the receptivity is Yiras Hashem. More specifically, I'm not sure, but it could be that the following Mashmaos here is as well. Just rereading one sentence here. V'derech ha'odom kisherotza es hadova umotzo. Right, it's human nature that if a person wants something, he desires something, and he finds it chaviv alav, it's something that he cherishes, v'shomor bo. So this correlation between ha'adam rotzes hadavo on the one hand, with, on the other hand, it's therefore chavav alav v'shomor bo. So you can say it means in either of two ways. Number one, a person receives his paycheck. He's been looking forward to the paycheck. He has a negative balance, and this paycheck is going to turn things around. He's getting a big end of the year bonus. And it's something which he needs. So when he receives that check, he's going to be very careful not to lose it. He's going to do whatever he needs to safeguard the check. So it could be that what the Gaon means by chaviv alav v'shomor bo is that if you have some priceless family heirloom in the family, you're going to safeguard it. You're gonna take all possible measures to safeguard it because you cherish it so much, because it's something you desire, it's something you want, and now you have it. So you're certainly gonna take whatever measures are needed, not to lose it. But it could be, I don't know, maybe I don't know. Especially the lashon that we have here, chaviv alav v'shomor bo, sounds like it's almost memela, right? Not so much that shomro, but shomor bo. In which case, so maybe you find here in the Gaon an idea that Rav Moshe Feinstein expressed. I actually heard this once from his son, Rav Reuven Shlita. I think it's also printed. I'm not sure about this. I think it's also printed in Darash Moshe. Moshe said, I'm not sure what mashal he gave, but we'll substitute one. Let's say you have someone, he's an avid baseball fan, and then he gets a chance to attend Game 7 of the World Series. So this is extraordinary for him. So one of the adjectives which he would use to describe the experience of going to Game 7 of the World Series, because it's something that it's so meaningful to him and so special, is he'll describe it as an unforgettable experience. So what makes an experience unforgettable? When it's one of the things, this is not the only thing that can make an experience unforgettable. Obviously, Rachman Aslan, trauma or something can make an experience unforgettable also. But one element which can make an experience unforgettable is it just means so much to a person. Whoever imagine there's one person more than anyone else in the world that you want to meet. Fill in the blank. Whoever that is. And then you get to meet that person. You got to remember that meeting, that encounter for the rest of your life. It will be literally an unforgettable experience, because that's how special it is for the person. That's how meaningful it is for the person. Moshe says, this is, I don't know, it's an unbelievable idea, and it's knockout Musa, like Mamish knockout. He says that if we'd be machshiv divrei Torah, he said, then we couldn't forget. If hearing an idea in Torah, if that surpassed everything in life, it meant everything to us. It really was kihem chayin v'ruch yemenu. So how can it be that I remember Game 7 of the World Series, but I forget what I learned yesterday? But I do forget what I learned yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe is that what the Gaon means also? When the Gaon says chaviv alav v'shomer bo, and that shomer bo means memela, just mitzad the chavivus, it's shomer bo. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. Blinedu, we'll continue with this tomorrow morning, and Blinedu Hashem, we'll resume around 12 o'clock with Parakosha. Have a very good, productive morning, everyone. Everyone should be well, be safe.